I thought of Abu Sufyan a little bit like I would have thought about what might have happened to me, somebody who has origins in another country and goes back, but then through no fault of my own, the Canadian state decides that I can't come back to Canada and be with my family and my children, and then they have then they have me arrested and tortured, and I don't quite know why. And as we began to get more and more information, it became even more bizarre, because apparently Abu Sufyan was put on a UN terror list at the behest of the United States government. And the more I thought about it, particularly after what we all know about Meher Arar, it was very, very clear that Abu Sufyan is one of many who have been unjustly characterized as terrorists and used to prop up various security measures and to augment budgets that are used to repress people. And even though it was clear that by contributing to his airline ticket and by having my name put out there as somebody who had done so, I was implicating myself potentially in a way where the Canadian state could imprison me and everybody else, it seemed that this was the right thing to do, because it was very, very clear that what the Canadian state was doing, what the government was doing, was a stalling action. They kept putting up all kinds of barriers, and every time we called their bluff, they had very little to fall back on. And it gets increasingly frustrating as a citizen who seems to have absolutely no impact on government policy on issues of justice. So this was a very simple act whereby committing this act of civil disobedience in some way, you were lending your voice and making the government know that you were unprepared to go along and be a passive participant in this act of injustice. Also, another thing that came to mind was that Abu Sufyan is like many people through history who are sort of victims of their times, ordinary people, innocent people who just want to live their lives peacefully with their families, with dignity, and are unable to do this, again, through no fault of their own, but because of power inequalities, power imbalances, racist laws, immigration practices. They're sort of caught up in tides of history that they have nothing to do with. And even though maybe, you know, 10 years down the road, 20, 30 years down the road, there might be something written in a history book about, you know, innocent victims of security measures, and we might, you know, subsequent generations might read about them. It's really important to act now, because for somebody like Abu Sufyan, appearing in a history book is not going to make very much difference to his life now and to the lives of his family members. And so it wasn't a very difficult decision to go along with lending my name, and hopefully by doing that to let the Canadian government know that we were totally unprepared to go along with the acts of oppression and sort of bowing to the United States and orders that are sent from Washington, D.C. And so getting involved is also a way of trying to encourage other people, because this simple act has been snowballing, and people across the country have been mobilized and have realized that they can actually do something to challenge unjust practices. And for many of us, of course, Abu Sufyan is just, as I mentioned, one of many people who have been unjustly characterized and have become pawns in a game of power politics, which they have no control over. Thank you.